Dad.
नमः सर्वेभ्यः. अद्य तिङन्तप्रक्रियायां चतुर्विंशः पाठः, जनवरी मासस्य अष्टादशः दिनाङ्कः. येनाक्षरसमाम्नायमधिगम्य महेश्वरात् तत्स्नं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः. वाक्यकारं वररुचिं भाष्यकारं पतञ्जलिम् पाणिनिम् सूत्रकारम् च प्रणतोऽस्मि मुनित्रयम्. भारिगणस्य विशिष्टाः धातवः, तेषाम् प्रक्रिया अधीयमाना अस्ति. तत्र यथा वयम् दृष्टवन्तः, भारिगणे भारिगणः प्रथमः गणः. तत्र सामान्यतया शब् विकरणः. शपि परे सामान्यम् अङ्गकार्यम् भवति इगन्तानाम् अङ्गानाम् सार्वधातुक अर्धधातुकयोः इत्यनेन गुणः. लघूपधानाम् पुगन्तलघूपधस्य च इत्यनेन गुणः. ये इगन्ताः अथवा लघूपधाः न, तेषाम् न किमपि अङ्गकार्यम् भवति इति सामान्यनियमः. किन्तु प्रायः षट्चत्वारिंशत् विशिष्टाः धातवः सन्ति, येषाम् किञ्चित् विशिष्टम् सूत्रम् विहितम्, प्रायेण सूत्रेण विहितम्, विशिष्टसूत्रेण विहितम्. तत्र एतानि कार्याणि त्रेधा भवन्ति. धातोः आदेशः, आगमः अथवा लोपः इत्येषः प्रथमः वर्गः. विशिष्टः विकरणः, विकरणव्यत्ययः, शपमतिरिच्य अन्ये विकरणाः नित्यं वा विकल्पेन वा विधीयन्ते इति द्वितीयः. स्वार्थे केचन प्रत्ययाः विधीयन्ते धातुभ्यः इति तृतीयः. तत्रादौ धात्वादेशे कानिचन सूत्राणि दृष्टानि. पाघ्राध्मास्थाम्नादाण् दृश्यर्ति सर्ति सदशनाम् पिबजिघ्रधम तिष्ठमन यच्छ पश्य ऋच्छ धौ क्षीय सीदाः. एकादशानां धातूनाम् एकादश आदेशाः विधीयन्ते. क्षिति, क्षितिप्रत्यये परे एते आदेशाः नित्यं भवन्ति. सो वि जस्ट् रिप्लेस् द धातु वित् द आदेश. इषु गमि यमां छः इत्यनेन इष् गम् यम् एतेषाम् धातूनाम् छकारः आदेशः विधीयते. अलोन्त्यस्य इत्यनेन अन्त्यादेशः. इच् गच्छ यच् इति सिद्ध्यति. छकारे परे छे च इत्यनेन तुक् इति आगमः भवति. तस्य छकारेण योगे स्तोश्चुनाश्चुः इत्यनेन श्चुत्वे चकारः भवति. चकारे इच् गच्छ यच् इति रूपाणि भवन्ति. ततः शिवु क्लमु च मां शिति इति सूत्रेण शिव क्लम चम एतेषाम् धातूनाम् दीर्घः विधीयते क्षितिपरे. अचः अचश्च इत्यनेन अचः दीर्घः. ष्ठिव इत्यत्र ष्ठीवति, एवम् क्लम् इत्यत्र क्लाम्यति इति भवति. चम इत्यस्य आङि उपसर्गे एव दीर्घः, आचामति इति. केवलस्य धातोः चमति इत्येव रूपम्. क्रमः परस्मैपदेषु इत्यनेन क्रमधातोः परस्मैपदपरेशिति दीर्घः विधीयते. क्रामति इति रूपम् अथवा क्राम्यति इति रूपद्वयम् क्रमधातोः, यतः अग्रे सूत्रेण विकल्पेन श्यन् विकरणः अपि विधीयते. उभयत्रापि दीर्घः प्रवर्तते. परस्मैपदपरेशिति क्रमः दीर्घः. ऊदुपधाया गोहः इत्यनेन गुह धातोः उपधायाः ऊत् इति आदेशः विधीयते। अचि परे गूहति इति रूपं गुह अ अस्ति, तत्र उपधायाः ऊदादेशे गूह इति रूपम्। कृपोरोलः इत्यनेन कृपधातोः रेफस्य लकारः विधीयते। कृप अ ते तते आदौ सार्वधातुक अर्धधातुकयोः इत्यनेन गुणः, उरण्ड्रपरः इत्यनेन रपरः। कर्पते कर्पते इति भवति, तत्र रेफस्य स्थाने लकारादेशे कल्पते इति रूपम्। यत्र गुणः नास्ति तत्र ऋकारः अस्ति, कृप इत्यत्र ऋकारस्य स्थाने लुकारः आदेशोऽपि भवति, यथा कृपत इति स्थिते क्लुप्त इति भवति। किन्तु यत्र गुणस्य सम्भवः अस्ति तत्र आदौ गुण एव कर्तव्यः, यतः कृपोरोलः इति सूत्रं त्रिपाद्यामस्ति असिद्धम्। अतः गुणं कृत्वा रेफस्य स्थाने लकारः कर्तव्यः, यत्र गुणनिषेधः तत्रैव साक्षात् ऋकारस्य स्थाने लकारादेशः। यु केन् नाट् डिरेक्ट् रिप्लेस् ऋ वित् ल् अट् द बिगिनिङ्ग्। ततः षस्ज् इति धातुः अस्ति, तत्र धात्वादेशः इत्यनेन षकारस्य सकारादेशे षस्ज्। तत्र द्वितीयसकारस्य जकारेण योगे स्तोश्चुनाश्चुः इत्यनेन श्चुत्वं भवति, तस्य षकारस्य झलां झष्ठ्यषि इत्यनेन झष्ट्वे सज्ज् इति भवति। इति एकं तत् धातोः विशिष्टं कार्यमिति न, अङ्गकार्यमपि न, सन्धिकार्यं भवति तत्। एते धातोः स्थाने विशिष्टाः आदेशाः। सो देयर इज अ स्मॉल मिस्टेक हियर इन द फर्स्ट सूत्र, इन दिस केस इट इज शदसदाम। दृश्यर्ति सर्ति शदसदाम शीयसीदाः। So that's a typing error. So any other questions? Question number.
So maybe last time there was a question. If some dhatus take only some other pratyaya in the sarvadhatuka, then why are they in the gavadigana? And then
yeah, the vikarana, yes, I still don't have an answer to that. So
is it because that ardhatuka prakriya will follow the gavadigana? That's why I know it's not.
But the ardhatuka prakriya does not follow the gana at all. I mean, not even the this. So, because it's not at all based on the gana in the ardhadhatuka, you do not find any difference between gana. It's only the saradhat. See, the gana division is for the vikarana. There is no other purpose. So, there was a question last time.
No ardhadhatuka sutra.
No. No, and particularly for Bhadigana, I think there is nothing as far as I know so far. That's what I'm still trying to find out. Somebody asked me to repeat the question. There was a question last time about the Vikaranas, say Shrudhatu. There are only few, I mean. There's a Shrudhatu and probably Dhivi and Kavi, which get a specific Vikarana compulsorily. Some other Vikarana rather than Shap. Okay, say Shrunavati gets the Shnu Vikarana and so on. So why are those Dhatus placed in the Bhadigana at all? So can we not place them in the Svadigana itself? If Shru were in the Svadigana, it would anyway have got Shnu naturally. So why is it in the Bhadigana? Okay. Yeah, so I mean, for one thing, it would not have changed the sutra probably, because I mean, even if Shrudhatu were in the Svadigana, you still would have had to have the sutra for the Adesha, Shruvashrita. So, I mean, it might have been Shruvashrita. So, that doesn't change the requirement for the specific sutra for Shru. That is there. So, Sutra Drishtya Laghavam Tu Nasti. But why put them in the Bhadigana at all? Is there a purpose for Shrudhatu being in the Bhadigana rather than being in the Svadigana? As far as, I mean, so far I have not been able to find out. I have tried a few places. I mean, I still haven't got my answers. If I have, I'll share it. Okay. So there's Paul says, what is this? Wouldn't it be some time ago there may have been words that were heard in the Adargana? You mean there might have been forms of Shrudhatu in the Bhadigana, according to the Bhadigana? Which would be what? Shravati. I think at least for Shrudhatu, it's not been there. I mean, since the Vedic times, it has been Shrunoti, and I cannot... Shravati, I don't think there is any place where they have Shab for Shrunoti at all. For this particular case, there are cases where it might have happened. For Shrudhatu, I think it has always had that unique form. It's a very popular dhatu since the Vedic times. So, anyway, so that is one question for which I don't have an answer. So there's one more question here. Achamya ityatra dirghaha nasti kimartham. Chamudhatohu. Shiti pare eva dirghaha vidhiyate. Achamya ityatra shit pratyaha nasti. Chamudhatohu ktva pratyasya sthane lyavadeshaha. Tatra shitvam nasti. Shitvam nasti ityataha dirghaha nasti. Any other questions? Dhatvamayama lopaha, lopasya sutra dvayam asit, damsha sanja svanjam shapi ityanena, etesham dhatunam, shapi pare, upadhayaha nakarasya lopaha vidhiyate. Dan, shit, a, kristate nakarasya lope, dasha, dashati, evam, sanja, a, kristate, saja, svanja, a, kristate, svaja. Ranjeshcha ityanena, ranjadhatohu upadhayaha nakarasya lopaha, raja, rajati, rajate iti rupam. Abhyam sutra abhyam, lopaha vidhiyate. Agama vidhayakam ekameva sutram, radhijabho rati. Radhadhatohu jabhadhatoshcha, achipare numagamaha vidhiyate. Tatra radhadhatohu bhadiganasyana, jabhadhatohu jabhi. Gatraviname Tithatuhu, Tatra Numagame, Janubhu, Tasya Anuswaraha, Parasavaranaha, Jambh, Jambhate, Iti Rupam. So, this is the first category of Kavyas where we replace the Dhatu or a part of it, or we delete a part, or we add to the Dhatu. So, there is a modification in the Dhatu, basically. So, the second kind is a special Vikarana which is added to the Dhatu instead of Shap, Vikarana Visheshaha. Tatra va bhrasha bhrasha bhramu kramu klamu trasi truti lashaha iti sutrena shyan vikaranaha vikalpena vidhiyate. This sutra gives shyan optionally. So among these five dhatus are from the Vadigana, so they should have got only shap, so they get both shyan and shap. So there are two dhatus which are in the three dhatus which are in the Divadigana. So, for them there is Shyan naturally. So, this one says Shyan is optional. So, in the absence of Shyan, they get the Autsargika Shap. So, they also have Shyan or Shap. So, there is one dhatu which is in the Tudadigana which should have had Sh. It gets Shyan or Sh. So, in the Vadigana, you have Bhrasha, Bhrasha, Bhramu, Karamu and Lasha. Okay. Etesham, Shyan, Vikaranaha, Vikalpena, Bhavati. Bhrashyate, Bhlashyate, Bhramyati, Karamyati, Lashyati. Iti Rupam. Karamyati, Ityatra, Shyanikrate, Kramaparasmaipadeshu, Ityanena, Dirghe, Karamyati. Iti Rupam. Okay. So, these five get Shyan optionally. Shruvashrita. जिरु श्रवणे इति धातोः श्नु विकरणः नित्यं विधीयते श्रु इति धातोः स्थाने श्रु इति आदेशः अपि विधीयते प्लीज रिमेंबर दिस श्रु इज शकार रेफ उकार दिस इज शकार ऋकार देयर इज नो रेफ इट इज श्रुणोति एंड नॉट श्रुणोति And this happens only in Sarvadhatuka because all Vikaranas Kartrarthe Sarvadhatuke Bhavanti. Shap Shapahapavadatvena Vikaranaha. So in the other cases, if it is not the Sarvadhatuka Lakara, like Shroshyati or Shrota, or if you have a Kritpratyas like Shrotavyam, Shravaniyam, Shravyam, so everywhere it is the original form of the Dhatu, Shru with the Repha. Only in case of the Sarvadhatuka Lakaras and the Sarvadhatuka Kritpratyas like Shrinvan, etc., you have the Shru as the Adesha. So this one combines both. It is a special Vikarana and an Adesha for the Dhatu. So it becomes Shrinu. The Anga becomes Shrinu. The Dhatu becomes Shru. And instead of Shap, we have the Shnu. Okay? So Shnu, you have Nu. Shrinu is the Anga. The forms of the dhatu will be like the forms of the swadigana. Swadigane yatha rupani bhavanti, sunoti, chinoti ityadini, tatha shrunoti ityapi rupam. Ataha purna rupa siddhihi swadigane adhiya. We will learn the entire, I mean, how do you get shrunoti, shrunataha, shrunvanti from shru? We will learn when we are learning the swadigana. For now, we should know that the anga becomes shrunu. Akshonya tarasyam. अक्षधातोः विकल्पेन अन्यतरस्यां विकल्पेन श्नु इति विकरणः भवति अतः अक्ष्णु इति एकम् अङ्गं तस्य अभावे शप् अक्ष इति अङ्गम् अक्षति अक्षतः अक्षन्ति इति सामान्यतया इट् इस् लैक् द यूजुवल् फार्म्स् आफ् द भारिगण लैक् पठति अक्ष्णोति इति तु पुनः शृणोति शक्नोति इतिवद् रूपाणि स्वादिगणे अधीयन्ते एवमेव तनूकरणे तक्षः तक्षधातोः तनूकरणे अर्थे विवक्षिते श्नु विकरणः विकल्पेन भवति अन्यतरस्याम् इति अनुवर्तते श्नु इत्यपि अनुवर्तते तत्रापि रूपद्वयम् तक्ष्णोति तक्षति तक्षति तक्षतः तक्षन्ति इत्यादि भ्वादिगणस्य रूपाणि इव रूपाणि तक्ष्णोति इति तु शृणोति शक्नोति इतिवत् रूपाणि सो देर् आर् त्री धातूस् विच् गेट् श्नु Shru gets it compulsorily, whereas Aksha and Taksha get it optionally. Okay. Antivam Sutram Asti Asmin Varge Dhinvi Krinvyo Racha. Dhinvi Krinvi iti Krita Numagamayohu Dhatvohu Nirdeshaha. Dhivi Krivi iti Dhatu Iditvata Hraswaikaraha iti Tasmata Iditonum Dhatuhu Ityanena Numagamaha Bhavati. Dhinvu कृण्व इति तत्र नकारस्य कृण्व इत्यत्र नकारस्य त्रिवर्णान्नस्य नत्वं वाच्यम् इत्यनेन नत्वमपि भवति धिन्व कृण्व इति तयोः अच तनादिक्रीभ्य उः धिन्वि कृण्व्यो रच इति सूत्रक्रमः उ विकरणः विधीयते उ इति अष्टमगणस्य विकरणः उ इस् द विकरण आफ् द एय्थ् गण सो दीस् टु धातूस् गेट् द उ विकरण इन् अडिशन् धातोः अ इति आदेशः अपि भवति धिन्व उ इत्यस्ति धिन्व पि इत्यस्ति तत्र मध्ये उ विकरणः धातोः अकारादेशः अलोन्त्यस्य इत्यनेन अन्त्यस्य वकारस्य स्थाने आदेशः धिन उ ति इति भवति तत्र अकारे कृते अतोलोपः इत्यनेन अकारस्य लोपः भवति धिन उ ति धिनु इति अङ्गम् The Anga becomes Dhinu and the Pratyaya is Ti. So the forms of this Dhatu will be like the forms of the eighth Gana. You have the Tanadi Gana, like Tana, Tanoti, Tanutaha, Tanvanti. Remember, Tanoti might sound like Shrinoti, but there is a difference. There, Tanu, the Nakara belongs to the Dhatu. U is the Pratyaya. Tanu, U. Whereas in case of the Sunoti, Swadi Gana, if you have Sunoti, Su is the dhatu and nu is the pratyaya. Okay? So in one case, the nakara belongs to the dhatu, and in another case, it belongs to a pratyaya. There is a difference. Okay, even though similarly. So if you hear sunoti and tanoti, they might seem similar, but they do not belong to the same gana. The pratyayas are different. So dhinoti and krunoti will have forms like the eighth gana. Okay. So the sutra again gives both. Vikarana visheshaha api asti, dhatvadeshaha api asti. Vikaranaha u vikaranaha nityam bhavati. Dhinvu iti dhatohu antyasya vakarasya sthane akaradeshaha api anena sutrena iva vidhiyate. Dhinvi krunvyohu a ch. Purva sutrena uhu iti anavartate, u iti vikaranaha bhavati. A cha ityanena akaraha antadeshaha vidhiyate. Ete vikarana visheshaha. Any questions? This is what we did in the last class. Yes? Amritavalli.
Dhatva deshara kutra karaniyam.
Kasya dhatva, kaha dhatva?
Vikarane karan. Dhatva deshara Uktaviti chala bhavan. Kutra vikarane karaniyam va? Vikarana nimitta karya karaniyam va?
Ha, tato vikarana nimittam nama atratu yugapat bhavati. Dhinvikranvyolachayatyanena yugapat. There is a special vikarana and the dhatvadesha happening simultaneously. Yugapat bhavati. Dhinvati itasthata. Dhina uti. So in the same step you are doing both. You are doing the vikara, adding the vikarana and converting the vakara to akara. Ataha.
Dhanyavad.
Yes, Paul, you have a question? You can ask.
Yeah, I'm still just a little unclear about this shru and shru and where they're used, and I'm just haven't cleared it up yet. I know you mentioned it last week that there's a lot of confusion in that, and then I still looked at it and go, oh, I myself don't know exactly how to categorize them.
No, it's pretty easy. The shru, the one with rakara, is used only in the sarvadhatukalakaras, which means I'll tell you lat, lot, lung, vidhiling, and shatru. These are the only cases where you have shru with the rakara. All other cases, it is the original dhatu shru with the shakara, repha, and visarga. So the shru is used only in shit, which is when you have the vikarana. So it is only in the sarvadhatuka lakaras. Lat, lot, lung, vidhili. Shrinoti, shrinotu, ashrinot, and shrinuyat. So those four and the shrinvan.
Okay.
Shrinvan. Pashyan, shrinvan, dikran. So the shatr. So these are the cases where you have the shru. In all other cases, it has to be the shru.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
Aha. Okay. Good, thank you.
Okay, so we will now today go to the third kind of the karya, which is the vishesha pratyaya. Okay, so there are some dhatus which get specific pratyayas. These pratyayas are belonging to the sanadi pratyayas. Right? So if you remember at the beginning of this dhatu thing, we saw that there are two kinds of dhatus. Dhatavaha, dvividhaha, bhavanti. Aupadeshikaha, dhatavaha. Tatha, atideshikaha, dhatavaha. Aupadeshikaha, dhatavaha, iti. Dhatupathe, sakshat, patitaha, dhatavaha. Atideshikaha, iti tu. Pratyaya yojanena, krutaha, dhatavaha. San, ityadayaha, dvadasha, pratyayaha, santi. Tesham, sanadhyanta, dhatavaha, ityanena, dhatu samnya, vidhiyate. So those which end with these san, nich, kyach, kamyach, etc., they are all called dhatus by sanadhyanta dhatavaha. These sanadi pratyayas, they are added to specific particles which can either be a dhatu itself or be a pratipadika. Pratipadikebhyaha api kechana sanadi pratyayaha vidhiyante, dhatubhyaha api kechana sanadi pratyayaha vidhiyante, yatha san ityeshaha. Sarvebhyaha dhatubhyaha vidhiyate, pathati, pipathishati, gachati, jigamishati. You have both forms. There is one, I mean the plain dhatu, and in a specific meaning there is sun. So you have both the sananta form and the plain dhatu. So that is added to the dhatu. There are some which are added to the pratipadikas also. They are called the namadhatus. Putramatmanaha icchati, putriyati, etc. So among these, there are some pratyayas which are added to some dhatus of the bhadigana, tat pathamaha. Adu san ityeva asti, kintu ichyarthakaha san na. Right? San pratyayaha dvividhaha. The normal san which we use, say pipasa, bubhuksha, jigamisha, etc. They are all called ichyarthaka san. Okay? Jnyatum ichha jignyasa, patum ichha pipasa, bhoktum ichha bubhuksha. So sarvatra ichyarthakaha san pratyayaha. Sarvebhyaha dhatubhyaha bhavati. Kintu kvachit santratyaha ichhārthakaha nasti. Svarthe santratyaha vidhiyate. Sutramasti gup tij kidbhyaha san. Tatiya adhyaye prathamapade panchamam sutram. Okay, this is where san starts. Okay. So, I'll show you the this one. First we look at the beginning of the pratyayadhikara, that is where it starts. So you have pratyaha, parascha, adhyadattascha, anudattau, suptitau. All of them are general rules. Okay, so we start the pratyayas. They are para, they are adhyadatta. Sup and pit happen to be anudatta. Okay, that is all the, it's like a preamble. The real pratyaya start from here, which is guptishkidhyasan. Okay, this is the first pratyaya which is given in the pratyayadhikara. Sutra dvayam asti. Guptij kidbhyaha panchami bahuvachanam san pratyayaha bhavati. So anuruttihi nasti. Adhikaraha pratyayaha paraha adhyatantaha ityadhikaraha. So ebhyaha guptij kit etebhyaha dhatubhyaha paraha adhyatantaha san pratyayaha bhavati. So anyat kimapi nimittam nasti. There is no nimitta which is told. So for these three dhatus, there is sun. So gup iti dhatu ho, sa iti pratyaha, sun, sun pratyaya, sa iti shishyate, nakarasya halantyam ityanena itsamya lopaha. So there is gup sa. Okay. So there is a series of prakriya which is there for sanantas. Sanantasya vishishta prakriya bhavati. Dhatu ho dvitvam bhavati. Akarasekvam bhavati, vahuni karyani santi. So we will study them in the sananta prakarana, probably in the ardhadhatuka khanda of the tinganta prakriya. So the form will be jugupsa. Okay. So gup dhatoho sanpratyaye angakaryakrite jugupsa iti bhavati. Asya sanadyanta dhatavaha ityanena dhatutvam asti. Okay, this is now a dhatu because of sanadyanta dhatavaha. And it gets further forms. You have atra. I'll show you the angakarya. You don't have to remember the whole thing now. I'm just showing you to show how it goes. So gupa gopane iti dhatuhu. Upadeshe adhanunasika iti tasya lopaha ityanena. Akara set samya lopaha. There is gupu. So guptiskidhya san ityanena san bhavati. Tatra nakara set samya sa iti shishyate. So gupu sa. Sanyangu ityanena dvitvam bhavati. So gupasu gupasu a iti. So we will see how to do the dvitva or what to double later. We will definitely do it for lit, for sun, for young. There are a lot of nimittas which ask for dvitva. So we studied this. So haladi sheshaha. So the remaining letters go away. There is gu and there is gups. So kuhoshchuhu. The kavarga is converted to the chavarga. So jugupsa iti dhatu. Asya sanadyanta dhatavaha ityanena dhatu samya. Right. So ayam upadeshikaha dhatuhu. Upadesha in the dhatu patha, the upadesha is gupa gopane. So ayam upadeshikaha gupa dhatuhu. Sanantaha dhatuhu to atideshikaha. Atideshat, it says, because of sanadyanta dhatavaha, because of the specific sutra, it is a dhatu. It has not been given as upadesha in the dhatu patha. Okay. So ये धातवः धातुपाठे पठिताः ते औपदेशिकाः सनाद्यन्त धातवः इत्यनेन येषां धातुसंज्ञा भवति ते आतिदेशिकाः. You don't have to know the name, but you should know whether it is from भूवादयो धातवः or सनाद्यन्त धातवः. So सनाद्यन्त धातवः इत्यनेन अस्य धातुत्वम् अस्ति. So if it is धातु, you can do the other प्रक्रिया. अत्र लकारः भवति धातुभ्यः वर्तमाने लट् इत्यनेन लट् लकारः, तस्य स्थाने tiptasthi ityanena pratyayaha. There is a rule that purvavat sanaha. For a sannanta, the pada will depend on the upadeshika dhatu, the original dhatu. The original dhatu has an anudatet, so it is an atmanepadi. So even the sannanta dhatu will be an atmanepadi. So you add te is the pratyaya there. Ta is the pratyaya, it becomes te. And kartari shapu. This does not belong to any gana. Okay. It does not belong to any gana. So utsargikataya kartari shap ityanena shabvikaranaha bhavati. Okay. So you had shap jugupsa a te ato guna ityanena parurupe jugupsate iti rupam. The forms will be like vandate, vandete, vandante. You will have jugupsate, jugupsete, jugupsante. Okay. So the forms will be like that of the bhadigana. There is a difference in prakriya. Okay. So don't worry too much about the prakriya before this. Okay. You just have to know that gup compulsorily gets sun. So the dhatu form will be jugupsa. Jugupsa iti dhatu ho. Tataha prakriya will follow the normal route. I have not shown the whole thing. You add lat. Lat is replaced by ta. Then you add shap. So then there is jugupsa a and ta, the ta becomes te, it's a pratyaya, yes. And then between jugupsa and a, there is atogune. So it becomes jugupsate. So there is a question. Sanadyantah ityukte. Sorry, I didn't understand the question. Narayanan Mahalingam. Prashnaha na avagataha. I just one second. Sharma Mahodaya.
Upa gopane ityatra. Gopane means it is hiding. Whereas the jugupsa is used for
aversion. Yeah, yeah, I'm coming to it. The arthavisheshaha. There is a vartika.
Arthavisheshasthi.
The Vartikam asti, tatra arthavisheshe, vadami, agre vadami. Narayanan Mahodaya, should I unmute you? Yes, kaha prashna ha?
Sanadyanta, the last varna, why all this?
कुत्र सन् हाँ नो नो नॉट नेसेसरी सनाद्यंते जस्ट मीन्स बिगिनिंग फ्रॉम सन सो देर इज अ लिस्ट ऑफ प्रत्ययस विच वी प्रोबब्ली सॉ सम टाइम सो देर इज सन क्यच काम्यच इफ यू लुक एट द एक्सेल सो ऑल दीज आर कॉल्ड सनाद्यंतस देर आर 12 प्रत्ययस सन क्यच काम्यच क्यंग Yash, and there is Ning, Nich, Yang, and then Yak, Aya, Iyang, Ning, and there is one Krip, which is given by a Vartika. So all these are called Sanadyan, I mean Sanadis, starting from Sun, so there is because at the end of it he says anadyanta dhatavah. So from sun till here, whichever are the pratyayas, they are called the sanadi pratyayas. Any other questions? Okay. So now, atrakim bhavati, gopa, gopane iti dhatuhu. You have the dhatu numbers according to the dhatu patha of Pushpa Dikshit. Always remember, the numbers which I give here are always from her dhatu patha. Okay? Because we are following mainly that order for the prakriya. So, if you don't have that dhatu patha, don't look at these numbers. I mean, just look up the dhatu will always be there. So, there is for gupa tij kit. Gupa gopane tij nishane kita nivase rogapanayane cha iti dhatu trayam. Tebhyaha san iti pratyaha bhavati. So gupa becomes jugupsa. So jugupsate. Tija becomes titiksha. Okay. So titikshate. Evam kita becomes tikitsati. Evam rupam bhavati. As you can see, gupa and tija. Dvau api anudaptetau dhatu. Ataha atmane paditvam. Sannantasya api atmane paditvam bhavati. Kita dhatuha parasmaipadi. Sannantaha api parasmaipadi eva bhavati. So there is a sutra in the Pada Nirnaya which says Purvavat Sanaha. So for all Sannanta Dhatus, the general rule is it is the Pada will be that of the original Dhatu. Now there is a speciality here. In Jugupsate, Titikshate, Chikitsati, Gupayahe Nindayam, Vartika Trayam Asti, Vishishtaha Arthaha Gamyate. Okay. Ephyaha Dhatubhyaha. It is Jugupsate means gupehe nindayam. That is, as Sharma Mahodaya just mentioned, revulsion, jugupsa is, you cannot stand something. Okay, that is, the revulsion is called jugupsa. It is one among the, it's a popular term. And then, titiksha means sahanam. Tijehe kshamayam, patience. To tolerate something is called titiksha. Okay. Tijehe kshamayam, kitehe vyadhi pratikare nigrahe apanayane nashane samshayecha. Okay. So there are different meanings for this. Vyadhi pratikara, to treat a disease. Nigraha is to control. Apanayana is to take away or remove something. Nashana is to destroy. Samshaya is to have a doubt. Chikitsati means to inquire with a doubt. Okay. So the normal thing we saw is the vyadhi pratikara, but it is also used in other senses. Vichikitsa means a samshaya. It is a popular term for samshaya or doubt. So eteshu artheshu atra san pratyayaha bhavati. Okay. I'll come. There is one more special thing before this. So just remember that the sannantas for these three convey a specific meaning. Okay, there is a meaning for the dhatu, but that is not the meaning which is given out by the sannantas. Okay, sannantanam ete eva arthaha nirdishtaha. Jugupsa ityatra ninda. So ninda with gopana, something which you would not want to see, which you shy away from. Amen. Which is very repulsive is called jugupsa. I mean, in that context we use jugupsate. Tijehe kshamayam, kshamarthe titiksha. And vyadhi pratikara dishu artheshu kit dhatohu san pratyaha bhavati chikitsati. Okay. So, san is compulsory in these meanings. Okay. So, please wait, we will come finish the next sutra and then come back to this. After that, things will be clearer. Okay. So now, gupa tij kit get sun. Ete ebhyaha dhatubhyaha vishishte arthe sun pratyaha bhavati. Agrimam sutramasti मान बध दान शान भ्यः दीर्घश्च अभ्यासस्य. इट इज द सूत्र इमीडिएटली आफ्टर दिस गुप्तिच किभ्यः सन. सो मान बध दान शान भ्यः दीर्घः च अभ्यासस्य. So there is anuvatti of sun from guptichkidbhyah sun. So pratyayaha paraha adhyadattaha iti adhikaraha. So ebhyaha dhatubhyaha. There are again four dhatus which are given here. Ebhyaha dhatubhyaha paraha adhyadattaha sun pratyayaha syat. Tadha abhyasasya dirghaha syat. It is utrasaha. This again gives sun pratyaya. Along with the dirgha for the abhyasa. Yatra dhatoho dvitvam bhavati, tatra purvobhyasaha ityanena, prathamasya bhagasya abhyasa samya asti. Abhyasaha iti vishishta kachit samya. Yatra dhatoho dvitvam bhavati, tatra purvatana bhagasya abhyasaha iti bhavati. Yatha, if you go back here, jugupsate, this is ju. This ju is part of the abhyasa. Evam titikshate tyatra ti. As soon as you do this dvitvam, sanyangoho ityanena dvitvam, so this first part is called abhyasa. Dvitve krate purvaha abhyasa samyaha syat, purvobhyasaha. All the karyas which you do following, like you remove some letters and then you convert this kuhoshtuho etc., all these are abhyasa specific karyas. Abhyase eva bhavanti karyani. Okay. So, abhyasa is a term which we'll use much more often when we come to dvitva. So, abhyasasya dirghaha. So, this gives sun. As soon as we have sun, there is dvitva. So, once we do the dvitva and other karyas, abhyasasya dirghaha api anena sutrena iva bhavati. Okay. Anena sutrena karya dvayam vidhiyate. Adau sun pratyaha vidhiyate evhyaha dhatubhyaha. Abhyasasya dirghaha api anena iva vidhiyate. Yatha man iti dhatuhu asti, tasmat san pratyaha, tasmin krate, mimamsa iti rupam siddhyati. Katham siddhyati, mana pujayam iti dhatuhu asti, upadeshe jananasika iti tasyalopaha akarasya. So man sa san pratyaha, man badhadan shanbhyo dirkhascha abhyasasya ityanena. Sanyangoho ityanena dhritvam bhavati. So you have mansu, mansu, a. Haladishesha ityanena, anye halaha lupyante, it becomes ma, man, sa. Harasvaha ityanena, harasvaha bhavati, ma, man, sa. Sanyataha ityanena, akarasya ikaraha, it becomes mi, man, sa. Now, the sutra again, man badha danshanphyo says, dirghascha abhyasasya. So there is an ikara here. So the ikara becomes ikara. So it becomes me, man, sa. Okay. Nashtapadantasya jali ityanena nakarasya anuswaraha. Anuswaraha. There is no parasavarna because this is not yai. Okay. So me, mamsa iti dhatuhu. Asya sanadyanta dhatavaha ityanena dhatu samyasti. Dhatu samyayam satyam latlakaraha lasya sthane. Tiptasthi ityanena tibadayaha, kartari shab ityanena shab vikaranaha, mimamsa a te, ato gune ityanena pararupe, mimamsate iti rupam. So, mimamsate, mimamsete, mimamsante, ityadini rupani. Atrapi, artha vishesha hasti, man pujayam, badha bandhane, dana khandane, shana tejane iti dhatavaha. So mana ityasmat san pratyaye krate mimamsa iti rupam. Sanantaha dhatuhu mimamsate badha bandhane vibhatsate dana khandane didamsati didamsate. This is svaritet. So you have both forms. Shana tejane. This is I think not svaritet. Shishamsate. I'll check the swaras, I'm not sure of this. So, anyway, atrapi artha vishesha arthi. Artha visheshe eva san pratyaha vidhiyate. Manehe jignyasayam. So, So Mimamsa is actually the Vakya Vichara, the desire to understand the meaning of sentences. That is the Shastra, Mimamsa Shastra. Veda Vakyasya Artha Vichara Kriyate. So Jigyasa Ityarthe Eva Asmadhatoh Santratyah, the word is derived there in this particular meaning. Badhehe Chitta Vikare. Badha Dhatuh Vibhatsa is again utter repulsion, something which disturbs the mind extremely is Vibhatsa. Okay, it is one of the rasas. Danehe Arjave. So it means to be straight, to not be crooked. Tasmin arthe didam sati athava didam sate iti prayogaha. Something he is doing, something clear cut, direct way and not a roundabout or crooked way. Shane hai nishane. Nishana is to sharpen something. So shishamsa is the dhatu which gives that meaning. So eshu artheshu ebhyaha dhatubhyaha san pratyaha vidhiyate. So there are 7 dhatus which get san. Gup, tij, kit, man, vadha, dan, shan. So, etebhyaha, saptabhyaha, dhatubhyaha, ukteshu, artheshu, nityam, sannantaha. In these particular meanings, yatha, tijehe, kshamayam, or manehe, jigyasayam, when these particular meanings are intended, they are compulsorily sannantas. Sannantatve naiva eshaha arthaha. Ete arthaha bodhyante. Arthantareshu. In other meanings. That is in the meanings which is not covered by these vartikas. The original meaning of the dhatu. Dhatohu swayam yaha arthaha uktaha. Ananubandhakaha churadayaha. They get forms like the churadigana. They are treated to be in the churadigana. Churaditvat nich pratyaha bhavati, nich pratyaya krate, gopayati, etc. So it becomes tejayati, ketayati, manayati, bandhayati, danayati, shanayati, ityadini rupani. Okay, so there is no anubandha. They have the forms with nich, like the forms of the churadigana. Yatha churadigana siddhatu nam prakriya, tathaiva prakriya bhavati. Arthantare, when they are in some different meaning. Please excuse me for just one moment.
Thank you.
Yes, I am sorry. Gup, tij, kit, maan, badha, daan, shan. Ete bhyaha dhatu bhyaha. Vishishtesu artheshu nityam san pratyaha bhavati. Anyeshu artheshu yatha gupa gopane ityaste gopayati. Gopayati iti rupam. Rupadvayam asti. So there is a it means just to hide. There is no feeling of revulsion or something. Similarly, tija nishane. Tija dhatu means to sharpen. Tejayati means to sharpen something. Titikshate, on the other hand, it means to tolerate or to bear with something. Vishishte arthe sanratyaha. Anyeshu artheshu etra etra prayogahasti. Tatra nijantatvena prayogaha. Sannantatvena prayogaha athava nijantatvena prayogaha. Kevalasya shabvikaranasya prayogaha nasti. There is no prayoga where they have only shap. So either they have sun and shap or nich and shap. Okay. So dvedha prayogaha bhavati. Kevalasya shabvikaranasya prayogaha na bhavati. Clear? So we have two forms. One form with the sananta, which is the jugupsate, titikshate, chikitsati, etc. The other with nich. गोपयति तेजयति केतयति इत्यादि अर्थे भेदः तु भवति सन्नन्तत्वे प्रयुक्ते विशिष्टाः अर्थाः बुध्यन्ते निजन्तत्वे तु धातोः सामान्यतया ये अर्थाः उक्ताः ते अर्थाः प्रतीयन्ते एनी क्वेश्चन्स् हियर् देयर वर अ कपल So there's one is san pratyaya compulsory for these dhatus. I think that question is answered. So it is compulsory in those specific meanings. It is not compulsory. So on the other hand, we have forms which do not have san. There was one more question. Do I use Pushpavakshi Paniniya dhatu patha or her moola dhatu patha? What is the difference? Moola dhatu patha is the dhatu patha as is given in the usual the kaumudi krama. I mean, it's not a kaumudi krama. It is a dhatu patha krama. The krama in which the dhatus have been originally given in the dhatu patha. Okay, it goes with the bhusattayam, edhavruddhav, etc. No, that is not the one I am using. I am using her prakriyanusari dhatu patha. Which is especially the one which is given in the Ashtadhyayi Sahaja Bodha. Okay. So I'm not sure if there is any difference in different editions of her own version. I have not seen the other one. There are quite a few dhatu pathas which she has brought out. But I think this is the Prakriyanusara dhatu patha should be the same as this. And Ahigatav is not 988 in the Prakriyanusara dhatu patha. It cannot be. Just a second, I'll. So if you look at these. So because the end of it all has the vikari dhatus, har dhatu patha, the one which says the, sorry, so the vikari dhatu starts from here, 968, paghratma, so it goes on, so you have the 988, is gupa teja keta man badha danishan, as you can see she has put them all together. Because they have the same karya, which is sun. Okay. Okay. So the one, this one, if it is in the, this one, 988, it will be some other dhatu in the original. If it is the moola dhatu patha, it will not be gupa gopane. It's only in the order which she gives for the sarvadhatuka prakriya. Okay. केवलानां शब्विकरणानां प्रयोगः नास्ति सन्नन्तानां अथवा निजन्तानां प्रयोगः ओके सो नेक्स्ट गुपु धूप विच्छि पणि पणिभ्य आयः इति सूत्रमस्ति गुपु धूप विच्छि पणि पणिभ्यः पञ्चमी बहुवचनम् आयः इति प्रथमा एकवचनम् धातोः प्रत्ययः परः आद्युदात्तः इत्यधिकारः एभ्यः धातुभ्यः परः आद्युदात्तः आय प्रत्ययः स्यात् सो लैक् सन् वि हाव् अ डिफरेण्ट् प्रत्यय विच् इस् काल्ड् आय फार् दीस् धातुस् वि हाव् दट् पर्टिक्युलर् प्रत्यय गुपु रक्षणे इति धातुः अस्ति दट् वन् वास् गुप गोपने दिस् इस् गुपु रक्षणे एक्स्क्यूस् मी So, gup iti dhatuhu, ukaraha anubandha. So, there is gup, aya, gupu rakshane, ukarasya itsamya lopaha, gupu dhupa vichhi pani panibhya ayaha ityanena aya pratyayaha. So, with aya, there is no special karya like sun. Okay? It is just an ardhadhatuka pratyaya, like everything else. So sarvadhatuka ardhadhatuka yoho ityanena shamyatam pugantala ghupadasya cha ityanena gunaha. Okay, this guna is not sarvadhatuka ardhadhatuka yoho. Pugantala ghupadasya cha ityanena upadhayaha ukarasya gunaha gopaya iti bhavati. Gopaya ityasya sanadyanta dhatavaha ityanena dhatu samya. Dhatu samyayam satyam lat vartamane lat tasya sthane tiptas jhityanena tip. Kartari shap iti shap vikarana gopaya a ti ato gune ityanena pararupe gopayati gopayati gopayataha gopayanti. Once you get gopaya, the forms are like that of the vadigana because it is an adanta mangam. Adantasya angasya adanga karyam ato dirgho yanyi iti tad bhavati yani sandhi karyani tani bhavanti. Okay. So the dhatu with aya will end with aya. Okay, there is no this. As you can see, gupu rakshane gopayati. Dhupa santape dhupayati. Santapayati ityarthaha. Vichhagatau vichhayati. Pana vyavahare stutausha panayati. Panastutau panayati. So there are five dhatus. Four belong to the vadi. One is in the tudadi. Tudadi gana se kahan dhatu ho, anya dhata vaha bhadi gane santi. There is one vishesha, panadhatu ho arthadvaye asti, vyavahare stutaucha. Vyavahara is to trade something, to barter. Or stutau, stauti ityarthe api panadhatu ho asti. Tatra, stutyarthakatve eva ayaprateha. Pana pana iti ubhayorapi stutyarthakatve eva ayaprateha. So panayati means stauti, to praise somebody ityarthaha. Vyavahartarthakatve tu, there is the other meaning for pana, which is vyavahara. Vyavahartarthakatve ayaprateha na bhavati samanyataha shap vikaranaha. So it is the usual shap. When you have shap, since it is anudatet, anudatangita atmane padam ityanena, atmane paditvam bhavati, panate iti rupam, yatha vandate, tatha panate. Angakaryam kimapi nasti, because it is not, it has akara adupadha, there is no angakarya, pana te panate. So, vyavahararthakatve panate iti rupam, stutyarthakatve panayati iti rupam. Okay. For the other dhatus here, there is no special meaning. Gopayati means rakshati ityarthaha. Dhupayati ityasya santapayati ityarthaha. Panayati panayati ityasya stauti ityarthaha. Okay. So there is no change in meaning. Okay. Sun, when the previous sutras we saw, guptit kidhya sana or man badha dan shanbhyaha divhash champhyasasya, arthe visheshaha bhavati. Atratu arthe visheshaha nasti. Dhatoho yaha arthaha, sayeva arthaha ayapratyayantena bodhyate. Pana ityatratu arthadvayam asti. Tatra vyavahara arthakatve ayapratyayaha na bhavati. Stutyarthakatve ayapratyayaha bhavati. So, but he says that pana has a meaning of bet. Yeah, the word vyavahara itself is used popularly for betting. The word vyavahara, it is used for trading of something and this, but it is also popularly used for betting. Okay, that is also the meaning which is there for the word. Not just for pana. There are a lot of dhatus which are used for that, in that sense. Okay. There is one more question. Are the special meanings where sun come listed in the vartikas? Yes. They are not in the sutra. There are specific vartikas and the bhashyavakyas which give the special meanings for the sannantas. There is one more question. The dhatupatha says, pana vyavahare stutaucha and the next one says panacha. So does pana and pana mean exactly the same? No. Pana takes only the stutyarthakatva. That is why he splits it there. So pana takes only stutau from the previous one and does not take vyavahara. So pana does not have vyavahara arthakatva. Any other questions here? So this is a third pratyaya, gupu dhupa vichi pani panibhya ayaha. Rute riyang iti agrimam sutramasti. Rutehe iti shashti ekavachanam. Iyang iti prathama ekavachanam. Adhukaraha siddhatohu pratyayaha paraha adhidattaha. So rut dhatohu paraha. Adhyudattaha iyang pratyaya syat. So there is a special pratyaya called iyang which is added to the rut dhatu. So there is a special thing, ayam sautraha dhatu. So this dhatu is not found in the dhatu patha. Dhatu pate ayam dhatu nasti ataha sautraha dhatu iti uchyate. Evam bahavaha dhatavaha santi. Bahavaha means there are a few, around 10 or 20. I don't know the exact number. There are a few dhatus which are not found in the dhatu patha, but the sutra, some sutra mentions them and gives a karya. So these dhatus we call the sautraha dhatavaha. Sutre vidyante dhatu pathe na santi. Ataha sautraha dhatavaha iti uchyante. Ayam api sautraha dhatu ho. Gatyarthe, dveshaarthe, kalahadishwarthe, shuprayuktaha. Okay. So this dhatu is used in a different senses. One is to go, or the other is to hate or to quarrel. Eteshwarthe, shasya dhatu ho prayogahasti. So rut ityasti, iyang iti pratyaha. Iyang ityatra ngakaraha, itsamyakaha, halantyam ityanena, iya, rut iya becomes rutiya. Iyang is nit. Nitvata anadatangita atmanepadam ityanena atmanepaditvam asya dhatoho ritiyate iti rupam bhavati. Ritiyate cipte gacchati ityarthaha athava kalahankaroti ityarthaha. Ritiya ityasmad dhatoho lat, tip, shap. So please remember, for anything which does not belong to any kana, normally there is shap. That is why shap was given as the utsarga, the general one. If nothing else applies, we always have shap. You cannot do a latlakara form without adding shap. Because there is a tendency, you see rutiya and te. We just add lat, we add the pratyaya, you get rutiyate. We tend to forget the shap, but we cannot forget it. Because always dhatoho paraha shap bhavati. Okay. So, ritiya, a, te, ritiyate. So, that is the fourth pratyaya, which is iyang. I mean, fourth sutra. Guptij kidhyasan, man badha dan shanbhyo dirghashcha abhyasasya, gupu dhupa vichipani panibhyayaha, rite riyang. And the next one is kamehe ning. Kamehe iti pachyami ekavachanam, ning iti pratyayaha. Dhatoho pratyayaha paraha adhyudattaha ityadhikaraha. Kam dhatoho paraha adhyudattaha ning pratyayaha syat. So ning is what we are adding here. So kamu kantau iti dhatuhu. This dhatu is in the dhatu patha. Kamu kantau ityasti. Upadeshe ajananasika iti tasyalopaha. Kam ning. Kamer ning ityanena ning. Tatra nakarasya chutu iti itsamya, nakarasya halantyam iti, tasya lopaha iti ubhayoho lopaha, I iti shishyate, kam I. If you remember the normal angakarya, as soon as you have nit, niti vriddhihi prapnoti. Okay, ata upadhayaha ityanena, upadhayaha vriddhihi. Right, so remember the normal angakaryas which we saw, one was guna, the other was vriddhi, right? Achoyaniti ityanena ajantana manganam vriddhihi, ata upadhayaha ityanena, upadhayaha akarasya vriddhihi bhavati niti, niti niti chapare. So there is vriddhi, so it becomes kami, k Kami is the dhatu. And there is lat, lataha, pratyayaha, shabvikaranaha. Kami, a, te. Sarvadhatuka, ardhadhatuka yoho, ityanena, gunaha. This kami, the ikara, gets guna because of shap. Shapi, sarvadhatuke pare, asya, igantasya, angasya, gunaha bhavati, kame, a, te. Echo ayavayavaha, ityanena ayadeshe, kamayate. Kamayate, kamayete, kamayante. So always the anga is adanta. As soon as you get the adanta anga, the other prakriya will follow as usual. Kamayate iti rupam. So there is a question here. Why did we not apply? Puganta laghupatasya chata rutadhatu before iyang? I mean, you mean when followed by iyang? Is that what you mean? I mean, you cannot add it before iyang. I mean, before doing iyang, you cannot have guna because there is no nimitta, there is no pratyaya. You mean when followed by iyang, it is nit. So there is guna nishedha. Okay, so we will come to the guna nishedha. We have not yet touched the guna nishedha. Nit, niticha. So as soon as you have nit, you cannot have guna. Okay. So we'll come to guna nishedha later. It is again general. So kamayate kamu dhatoho aya pratyaha kamayate iti rupam. Okay. Now these three which we saw at the end. The first two was sun. Okay. Sun pratyaha vishishte arthe bhavati arthantare nijantatvam bhavati. The last three which we saw. Gupudhupa vichhi pani panibhya ayaha, ruteriyang and kamerning. Ete tu nitya sutrani, kintu ayadayaha ardhadhatuke va iti sutramasti. Ayadayaha iti prathama bahuvachanam, ardhadhatuke va. So, purva sutropataha ayayang ning. Okay. Ete trayaha pratyayaha ardhadhatukeshu vikalpena bhavanti. Sarvadhatukeshu nityam bhavanti, ardhadhatukeshu vikalpena bhavanti. In ardhadhatukas, these pratyayas are optional. Say if you have a pratyaya like aniyar. Okay. So gup dhatu asti, aya pratyaye krite gopayaniyam iti rupam, tadabhave gopaniyam iti rupam. It will be like a normal dhatu. You have gup, aniyar, there is laghupadhaguna, it becomes gopaniyam. So ardhadhatu keshu pratyayeshu vikalpena ayadayaha bhavanti sarvadhatu keshu nityam ayadayaha bhavanti. Okay. So these three, in all these five cases there are forms of, I mean there are two forms. Sannantanam vishishteshu artheshu prayogaha, anyatra nijantanam prayogaha, aya iyang ning. Sarvadhatukeshu nityam pratyayantanam prayogaha, ardhadhatukeshu vikalpena pratyaha bhavati. Okay. Any questions here? So again, in kamu, there is no guna nishetha. In kamu, the pratyaya is ning. Here, the nakara is for Atmanepada. There is both nich, the nakara and ngakara. The nakara here is principally for the Atmanepada. Okay. Atmanepada sadhanartham ngakarasya upasyogaha natu kim guna nishedhartham. There is something called reduced potency. The potency there is ngakara. Should we use it for Atmanepada? Should we use it for guna nishedha? Okay. So there is Atmanepada, it has a purpose in giving the Atmanepada. Whereas the nit, if you do the guna or vriddhi nishedha here, the nakara there has no purpose. Okay, the nakara would then be purposeless. So since it has no purpose, it derives its purpose by causing vriddhi despite the nakara. Because the nakara already has a different purpose. Okay. So atra vriddhihi bhavati, nakarasya atmanepada arthakatvat. So that was one. I don't know if you understood. The question was, I don't know if I should elaborate here. So there is Ritter Iyang. Here I said there is no guna for Ritadhatu because Iyang is Nit. Whenever a Pratyaya becomes Nit, there is no guna or Vriddhi. There is a general Nishedha for guna Vriddhi, which we will see later, which is called Niticha. So there is guna Nishedha. So the question was, by the same logic, there should have been Vriddhi Nishedha in Kamayate. Because here also the Pratyaya is Nit. Pratyasya Nitvat, Atrapi guna Nishedha, Vriddhi Nishedha Syat, iti Ashanka. Atratu Nakarasya Atmane Padarthakatvat, Nakarasya Vayarthya Bhavat. There is both. One thing, Nakara is for a different purpose. Second thing, if we use Nakara for the purpose of Atmanepada Nishedha, the Nit is Vyartha. There is no other purpose for Nit other than causing Vritti. Ataha Nitva Samarthyat Atra Vrittihi Bhavati. Kamayate Iti Rupam. Okay. Any other questions? Any prashnaha santiva? So that is the end. We'll just do a quick recap of what we have done in the in this particular section on the vikari dhatavaha. Okay. So first, for these there is pa ghra dhma shtam na dan drishi arti sada shada sadam drishyarti sarti shada sadam pibadayaha adeshaha. So by this sutra there is an adesha. So pibati, jighati, dhamati, tishthati, manati, yachati, pashyati, rachati, dhavati, kshiyate, sidati. Iti rupani. Okay. Next, gamal yama. Etayohu dhatvohu. Ishugami yamam chaha. Ityanena chakaraha antadeshaha bhavati. Gachati, yachati. Shthivu chamu. Shtivuklamuchamam shiti ityanena dirghaha shtivati achamati iti rupam aangi upasarge eva dirghaha anyatra chamati krama ityatra kramaha parasmai padeshu ityanena dirghaha vabhrasha bhlasha bramu kramu klamutrasi trutilashaha ityanena vikalpena shyan. So krama gets both. It optionally gets shyan and it also has a dirgha. So Shapi kramati iti rupam, shyani kramyati iti rupam. Guhu samvarane iti dhatuhu, udupadhaya gohaha ityanena, utvam guhati guhate, ubhayapadi dhatuhu. Krupa kruporolaha ityanena latvam kalpate. Shasja stoshchunashtuhu jhalam jashchashi ityanena, shchutvam jashtvam sajjati iti rupam. Damsha Shvanja Shanja Etesham Damsha Sanja Shvanjam Shapi Ityanena Nakarasya Lopaha. So you get Dashati, Swajate and Sajati. Okay. Vam Ranjadhatoho Ranjeshcha Ityanena Upadhayaha Nakarasya Lopaha Rajati or Rajate. Jabhi Gatravinameti Dhatoho Radhijabhorachi Ityanena Numagamaha. It becomes jambhate. Okay, that is all the dhatva desha or lopa or agama. So next the vikaranas, special vikaranas. So tubhashru, bhramu, lasha and kramu. So these five get shyan optionally by vabhrasha, bhrasha, bhramu, kramu, klamu, trasi, truti, lashaha. So bhrashate, bhrashyate, bhlashate, bhlashyate. Bhramati, bhramyati, lashati, lashyati, rupa dvayam bhavati, shyani ekam rupam, shapi aparam rupam. Shru dhatuhu, shruva shrucha ityanena, shru adeshaha, shnu vikaranaha, shnoti iti rupam. Akshu vyaptau dhatuhu, akshonyatarasyam ityanena vikalpena shnu vikaranaha. So it has two forms, akshati and akshnoti. Similarly, takshu ityasya tanukarane takshaha iti vikalpena vikaranaha. So we have takshati, takshnoti. Dhivi krivi. Dhinvi krinvyo racha ityanena u vikaranaha akaraha antadeshaha. So we get dhinoti, krinoti. Okay. So these five forms you will study in detail later. Okay. So shrunoti, akshnoti, takshnoti, dhinoti, krinoti. So the detailed forms we will study in the particular gana. So here we just know the anga. What is the vikarana and what is the anga? Okay. So next what we did today. Guptijkidhyasan ityanena sani jugupsate titikshate chikitsati. So man badha dan shanbhyaha dirghashchabhyasasya mimamsate bibhatsate didamsati or didamsate shishamsati or shishamsate. Okay. So these seven, there is an alternate form with nich. Okay. So gopayati, tejayati, ketayati, manayati, badhayati. Badha bandhane should be badhayati, danayati and shanayati. Okay. Then you have gupu dhupa vichi pani panibhya ayaha. So these you get aya as the pratyaya. Gopayati, dhupayati, panayati, panayati. Panadhatoho stutyarthakatve ayapratyaha bhavati, vyavaharathakatve ayapratyaha na bhavati, panate ityapi rupam. So, kamudhatoho kamerning ityanena ning kamayate iti rupam. There is one more, gang dhatu. So, it is nakara, it gets ga. So, there is again no purpose on why. It should probably have been in the adadigana. It has just come to the vadigana. So there is no karya which we do like the Vadigana. The forms are like the Adadigana forms which we will study when we are doing the Adadigana. Okay. So these are the 46 Vikari Dhatus of the Vadigana. They are not ordered in the Dikshit number. If you want, you can order them. I have changed the order of Pushpa Dikshit slightly in this just to show the karyas because my focus was here. So if you can always order it by hers. Okay. So if the order will be almost the same, but there are slight differences. Okay. So the thing that you should do now that you learn these karyas, you can remember. If you cannot remember them directly, at least as soon as you see that Vikari Dhatu label anywhere, you should be able to realize that there is something special. Okay, and look up and find out what is that special thing. If it is not a vikari dhatu, then the normal karya of guna or vriddhi will apply. Okay. Any questions? So we have completed the Anga Karya for all dhatus of the Vadigana. Vadiganasya sarve dhatavaha dhitaha. Vastutaha sarvesham dhatunam rupani api bhavata jnatavyani. With this, you should know the forms of all dhatus which belong to the Vadigana. Because there is nothing left. The only part which we have left is the pratyaya nirmana. Pratyaya nirmanam katham bhavati tatra kani sutrani iti adhyatavya. Okay, that we will do in the next class. But we already know the pratyayas. Pratyayaha katham bhavanti iti tu purvam eva jnayate. So angasya pratyayasya yojanam katham ityape adhitam. Ataha bhadiganasya sarvesham dhatunam rupani siddhani. Tata prakriya nirmanasya ekaha khandaha vashishtaha. Tata agrima varge pathamaha. Okay. The question is, this spreadsheet available to share? Yes, this is a different, I didn't do this in the normal one. I will share this today. Okay. So, yes, Priya.
Yes, namaste. Can you hear me?
Yes, tell me.
Yes. See, I'm a little confused because this Paniniya Dhatu Patha that I have, it says Prakriya Anusari Paniniya Dhatu Patha.
Okay.
It starts with Vadigana. And the first one there is Guhu Samvarane, second one is Gangatao, third is Shru Shravane, and all these special cases that we did, Divi, Kruvi, Akshu.
Those are first. Okay. So, again,
that is confusing because in yours it was 900 and something. In mine, these are all in the single digits.
Yeah, as I said, I have referred to the one which she gives in the Ashtadhyayi Sahaja Bodha, where she puts them at the end. So, probably her separate Dhatupata, she has put them in the beginning because, I mean, probably she has rearranged them because of, I mean, they are the ones which are the special, so she gives the special ones. Yeah. Then
so this is Sutra Patha with what is that again? Sahaja Bodha Sutra Patha, is it?
Yeah, but forget it. I mean, I feel that, I mean, personally, I give the number only for reference because my Dhatu Patha, the Excel which I have created of the Dhatus, is depending on that. Okay, so if you are using that, you will get an accurate reference through these numbers. If you are using any other Dhatu Patha, it's perfectly fine. Just look for the Dhatu. That's all.
Okay.
I mean, because there are so many different versions of the Dhatu Patha, that even if you use the Paniniya Dhatu Patha, it is impossible to have one number which everybody can refer to. Okay. So, the number which I refer to will be this column, the Dikshit number column in the spreadsheet which I have, or if you have the Ashtadhyayi Sahaja Bodha. Okay. There she gives the complete Dhatu Patha. So, this number can be used to reference there. If you're using anything else, I think it would be simpler to just to look up the dhatu with the anubandha, probably. I mean, since there are so many, I mean, I didn't know that Pushpa Dikshit's version itself had so many variations. So if it's a variation, so then the numbers don't make much sense.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. So for the shared spreadsheet, it will be, the link will be in the unit, I mean, in the website page for this class. I'll share it there. I don't know if it will be available right tomorrow, but probably before Tuesday or Wednesday. I need a couple of days to actually update it. Okay. So we'll stop here. ಯೇನಾಕ್ಷರ ಸಮಾಮ್ನಾಯಂ ಅಧಿಗಮ್ಯ ಮಹೇಶ್ವರಾತ್ ಕೃತ್ಸ್ನಂ ವ್ಯಾಕರಣಂ ಪ್ರೋಕ್ತಂ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಪಾಣಿನಯೇ ನಮಃ ವಾಕ್ಯಕಾರಂ ವರರುಚಿಂ ಭಾಷ್ಯಕಾರಂ ಪತಂಜಲಿಂ ಪಾಣಿನಿಂ ಸೂತ್ರಕಾರಂ ಚ ಪ್ರಣತೋಸ್ಮಿ ಮುನಿತ್ರಯಂ